A unique fossil rock from Attigan Gorge is back in the state after a 29-year detour in Washington, D.C. The rock bears the imprint of teeth from an animal that has not been seen on Earth for about 250 million years. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the story behind the rock and its current status as a centerpiece of a Seward art exhibit is almost as fascinating as the prehistoric creature who imprinted it.
Scientists call it a helicoprion, but some call it a buzzsaw shark. That's because of the odd placement of teeth in the animal's lower jaw. They're in the middle of the animal's mouth in a single line, curved like the edge of a scimitar.
This is a real monster, and there's nothing alive like it today that, you know, has this crazy grouping of teeth that it keeps its whole life. But it was successful. It lived for 8 million years as a species.
That's Leif Tapanilla, an expert in the workings of the dental gear on animals that flourished millennia ago. The helicoprion may have gone extinct 250 million years ago, but one day in 1986, grad student Richard Glenn stumbled upon a strange rock on a mapping expedition to the Brooks Range.
I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know if it was important enough that it should be found, recorded, saved, preserved, or if you'd find more. So I left it up there on where I found it for a day, and then I went back up after my advisor came and told me that maybe I should go back and get it.
The young Glenn gave the rock to his instructor.
He'd never seen one before either, so he sent it away to a paleontologist colleague of his, and that's how it got identified. And then it never came home.
It would be almost 30 years before Glenn saw his fossil find again. Enter artist Ray Troll, long known for his imaginative paintings of sea life, and it turns out, an ancient shark enthusiast. Troll and the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward have partnered on an art exhibit featuring Troll's depictions of ancient sharks. And in February of this year, Troll and Richard Glenn crossed paths at a Sea Life Center event. The subject of buzzsaw sharks came up, Troll says, and he heard about the fossil find.
I was pretty excited, though, that maybe I got to follow this up. It'd be so wonderful to have one from Alaska, actually, since this buzzsaw shark show was coming.
And that triggered a chain of events that brought the fossil home.
I knew a few folks back at the Smithsonian. I had met Dave Bohaska, the collections manager, before, and so I made a special plea with him to find it.
It took weeks, but finally a FedEx package showed up with the precious rock inside. Now gathered around a table, Glenn, Troll, and Tapanilla look lovingly at the centerpiece.
Yeah, it's a sparkly helicoprion.
There's a lot of minerals that are out.
Glenn, who now works for the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and Tapanilla with the University of Idaho, spoke Wednesday at a Geological Society of America meeting at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Troll joined them for a special presentation of the fossil rock, which now heads to Seward on loan until September. But Glenn says he'd like the rock to stay in Alaska.
My dream is to put it on a semi-permanent in nature that brings it as close to home as where I found it. And there's a nice museum just 40 or so miles west of where this was found that would be a great exhibit for rocks, fossils, and minerals of the Brooks Range.
So stay tuned.
In an October
see what happens.
Ray Troll's art exhibit, Buzzsaw Sharks of Long Ago, will be at the Alaska Sea Life Center through September 7th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.